Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and in some places, good middle of the night. My name is Zoe Koyman, and I am the Executive Director of the FSF. Firstly, I want to thank everyone for being with us today. This is already our third online-only LimoPlanet conference, and I hope everyone enjoyed this first day of living liberation. And this theme is exactly what this part of the program celebrates. The Free Software Awards are about honoring the work that people in this community do, those who actively live liberation and help others to do the same. This year, I am honored to be presenting the FSF Awards to our winners. Each year, we have three awards, two individuals and one for a project. And to get to the award winners, we ask you, the community, every year to submit their nominations. And then we ask a committee of established free software activists to select a winner. We are grateful for anyone who submitted their nominations and to the committee for giving up your time to go through these people to select a winner in each category. We rely on the work of our community members to be able to do our job every day, in freedom, for freedom, here at the FSF and in the movement. And this is why it is a humbling experience to be able to give these people, who spend such a large part of their time working, contributing, giving to the free software movement and its wider community, the credit that they deserve. The first award that I have the honor of handing out today is the award that goes to a project or team responsible for applying free software or the ideas of the free software movement to intentionally and significantly benefit society. The Award for Project of Social Benefit. This award stresses the use of free software in service to humanity, and as we move forward in a time where people seem to be taking more responsibility every day to stand up against injustice and for freedom, an award like this becomes even more relevant, especially when we are giving it to a project that supports a cause in which so many modern technology concerns come together, as in the right to repair. This year's award for projects of social benefit goes to Secure Repairs. Secure Repairs helps to provide factual advice on information security issues like data privacy as they pertain to repairing devices and software, and it works to help combat the anti-right to repair narrative spread by certain large hardware manufacturers. Hardware obsolescence, user lock-in, digital restrictions management, and the fundamental rights to use, adapt, and share are often discussed in Secure Repairs. All these matters are matters that we, the free software community, care deeply about, and Right to Repair is closely connected to the free software movement. Both strive to put the most important parts of our technology, our technical lives, under the control of users rather than corporations, and I am delighted to see Secure Repairs conferred with this award. Accepting the award for Secure Repairs is its founder, Paul Roberts.
Hey there, it's Paul Roberts, the founder of SecureRepairs.org, and I'm here to accept the Free Software Foundation's Award for Projects of Social Benefit on behalf of Secure Repairs and our over 200 members. First, I wanted to send along a big thank you to the Free Software Foundation on behalf of Secure Repairs for all the amazing work that you do to democratize access to technology and promote greater equity around the world. I founded Secure Repairs more than 4 years ago amid my growing interest in the right to repair movement. Right to repair supporters at the time told me that large technology and equipment manufacturers like Apple, Microsoft, and John Deere were using fears about hacking and data theft to short circuit efforts to pass right to repair legislation in states. As someone who had been writing about information security for almost two decades at the time, I recognized that the arguments that they were using to defeat these bills were not really based in fact, but were basically scare tactics that either equated repairing a device with hacking it or made arguments that cybersecurity pros like to refer to as security through obscurity, basically a specious argument that keeping the workings of software and hardware secret will make it secure. And as supporters of free and open software, I know many of you will recognize that false logic, and it was used by companies like Microsoft and IBM for years to try and undermine confidence or throw shade on the integrity of open source code by basically equating openness with insecurity. Secure Repairs was the answer to that. And since then, we have attracted some of the most prominent experts in information security and information technology to our ranks. Our experts have attended hearings and briefings with legislators across the country and in Washington, D.C. to educate them about the right to repair issue and about the real source of insecurity in connected hardware and software, namely badly designed or configured software that basically ships from the manufacturer with exploitable software holes or the equivalent of open doors that malicious actors can just step through. Since 2018, our movement has been gaining steam and notching victories. The Biden administration has issued a number of statements and executive orders supportive of the right to repair and critical of anti-competitive business practices that limit consumers' choices and options when it comes to repair. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, released a report in 2021 called Nixing the Fix that called out anti-competitive practices relating to repair and basically stuck a pin in the argument that repair poses a cybersecurity risk. There was, the FTC said, scant evidence to support manufacturers' claims that providing schematics, diagnostic software, replacement parts, and information to consumers constituted a cybersecurity risk. More recently, Apple Computer, who is one of the staunchest opponents of right to repair laws, agreed to sell replacement parts and give information to customers to allow them to repair their own iPhones, or at least a couple recent models of their iPhone, not all of them. That was a symbolic victory to get Apple to agree to that owners had a right to repair their own phones. But there's a lot more to be done. The sad truth is that despite overwhelming public support for the right to repair that hovers around 70%, corporate lobbying and campaign contributions drive the legislative agendas in the states as well as in Washington, D.C. Right to repair is about declaring once and for all that we are the owners of our stuff, our phones, our laptops, our home appliances and television sets, our automobiles and farm equipment. We are not tenants of large multinational corporations who want to sell us things and then dictate the conditions and terms under which we can use them. This core legal question, do we own the stuff we buy, is one of the central questions of 21st century economies and societies, along with really important and related questions like, do we own the data that we create with the stuff that we buy? The battle for the right to repair is simply the first skirmish in this much larger war. And I'm here to tell you that as supporters of free and open software, you can't afford to sit this one out. We need you to come off the sidelines and get involved in the fight for the right to repair. So if you're an information technology or an information security professional, I'm going to tell you we need your help in secure repairs. You can check us out at securerepairs.org and you can add your name to our list of supporters. I'd also urge you to go to repair.org/standup, that's STAND-UP, and get familiar with the fight to for the right to repair in your own neighborhood. There's a lot of work to be done in state houses, as well as Washington, D.C., and even at the local level to encourage repair. Thanks again for this award and recognition of the work that Secure Repairs has done. I look forward to seeing you all out there on the front lines.
The second award is the award for Outstanding New Free Software Contributor. We present it to a newcomer to the free software movement who has gotten off to a remarkable start through their dedication and contributions to the free software community. This is the third time that we are handing out this award, with Clarissa Lima Borges and Alyssa Rosenzweig being the two previous recipients. When I heard the name for this year's award selection, I was surprised, because I didn't realize that he still qualifies as a newcomer. I've heard the name so often in recent times, and it feels like there was not a time that he was not a well-known name in our community. Protasi Lau-Stavro, also known as Prot, is the recipient for this year's award for Outstanding New Free Software Contributor. Prot is a philosopher and a tinkerer who has learned how to program by using the free tools at his disposal. He describes himself as a philosopher who mostly does videos about GNU Emacs. His work blends the philosophy and practical aspects of free software in such a way that people can understand. And by doing so, he helps people see the value of free software. Prot focuses on clearly communicating his points so people can understand what he's saying and where he's coming from. His advancement in this community is an inspirational one for those just getting started with free software. It shows that you don't need decades of experience to start contributing to free software, or even to become a core part of a particular project or the movement in general. And his way of thinking for yourself and living on your own terms clearly resonates with people. And that is important, because this movement needs to continue to focus on community building in order to be able to face the challenges ahead of us. So I want to thank Protasilao Stavro for doing that work with us. Congratulations.
Hello, everyone. My name is Protasilaos. Some friends call me Prot, and you are welcome to do the same. I wish to thank the Free Software Foundation for this award. I was not expecting it, just as I was not expecting to make any kind of a contribution to GNU Emacs, given my non-technical background. As I also say in my presentation for LibrePlanet 2022, my background was not tech-related, it was in the humanities, and I eventually learned to program by tinkering with Emacs and all the free software resources that were given to me. So while this award is given to an individual, I think it actually is all about the community. How the community, how all those unsung heroes have helped a given person achieve certain things. And this is because when I came to Emacs, when I switched to Emacs, when I joined this milieu 2.5 years ago, I discovered everything I needed. There was high quality documentation, an excellent program in the face of GNU Emacs, lots of blogs and tutorials and everything, and of course interactions with different people from where you always get to learn something new. So I wish to thank everyone from this broader community for all their efforts and all their contributions. Without them, I wouldn't be anywhere, and I think it's fair to say that without the unsung heroes in our life in general, no individual would achieve anything of significance. So I wish to thank in particular some people who have been very helpful in my time as an Emacs user, who have helped me learn things, and those are in no particular order: Daniel Mendler, Manuel Uberti, Nicolas de Jaegere, and Omar Antolin Camarena. So I wish to thank those, and of course everyone else. So thanks to the FSF for this award. Goodbye, folks.
Our third award today is the Award for the Advancement of Free Software, and it goes to an individual every year who has made a great contribution to the progress and development of free software through activities that accord with the spirit of free software. The person selected for this year's award is someone who has been standing up for our freedom and for advancing free software for over 30 years, and shared his knowledge and our philosophy with countless of people as a lecturer, and he has contributed to several free software projects, including, to name a few, AutoConf, AutoMake, GCC, the GNU C Library, GNU Core Utils, GNU Diff, GNU Emacs, GNU Grep, and many, many more. There are few people in our free software community who have had such a track record of consistent, excellent work. And these people often do not get the credit that they deserve for the countless contributions they make in often thankless areas that free software and technology that we know is built on. This year's award for the advancement of free software goes to Paul Eggert. It isn't just GNU who has benefited from his work, or everyone who uses the GCC compiler. He has worked on the Time Zone database since 1992. And currently he serves as the Internet Engineering Steering Group's primary coordinator for the Time Zone database. It is work that is often taken for granted, but on one of our core messages at the FSF, and proof that the free software philosophy works, is the fact that free software is integrated into most programs, that it's a vital part of the internet and technology as we know and use it every day. And Paul Eggert shows us once again that this is true. His work has saved many developers and people around the world hours and hours of tedious, challenging work. And it comes in very handy that our computers and phones magically know where our time zone begins and the other one ends. I would like to congratulate Paul Eggert on this award. Thank you.
I'm so honored to accept this award, especially given all of the eminent people that have gotten it in the past. So thank you for giving it to me. And I wanted to also thank all the people that helped me sort of do all this, including my teachers, Bob Ugalis, Ken Kennedy, Val Shore, my students who've kept me enthusiastic in doing this work through all these years. I'd like to thank Richard Stallman, who started the free software movement and this the GNU project, all the GNU developers I've worked with over the years, like Jim Meiring, Bruno Heibel, and last but not least, I'd like to thank my family who's put up with me staring at the computer screen all these years. My wife Stacy and my children have been so supportive. Thank you all.
Thank you. Good evening, or time appropriate greeting. My name is Devin Ulibarri, and I began in early January as the new outreach and communication coordinator at the Free Software Foundation. And I am very much looking forward to contributing to the free software movement in my new position. I hope that you enjoyed the conference. I remember my first conference in 2014, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I hope that you are enjoying this year's conference as well. Thank yous. I have many, many thank yous. The first thank you is to everybody who's been attending live today. I know there's been some technical difficulties. Thank you for your patience. I know firsthand that the tech team and everyone here is really working hard with a small team and limited resources. But we nonetheless thank you for your patience as we work through those sorts of issues. I want to say thank you to possible first timers. So if you attended for the first time, maybe a friend of yours shared a link, maybe got a flyer or, you know, got the postcard or something. You know, we want to thank you for your attendance. It's really important to get first timers. You know, I remember my first time and, you know, it was a life-changing experience. And you know, it all starts with one step. Thank you to longtime attenders as well. Thank you for your dedication to the Free Software Foundation and to LibrePlanet. I want to thank everyone who has contributed to free software, as it really is the engine for this conference. I want to thank the speakers. For today, I counted about 25, which is really incredible. That's a really incredible number for one day. And a big thanks to Marlene Sticker for our opening keynote. I did see a little bit of that, and it was a wonderful and very powerful talk. So thank you, Marlene. I want to thank the award winners. You just saw Paul Roberts of Secure Repairs, Paul Eggert, Prot. you'll notice that Prot and Paul Eggert are in our schedule, and Prot is on our schedule for tomorrow at 2:30 to 3:15 Eastern time, and that's 18:30 UTC. Also, we are working with Paul Roberts of Secure Repairs on a future date to talk. And then a quick reminder that if you missed anything, that's okay. It's going to be published in our media archive and you can watch it later and you can share it. So that's always, you know, really big outcome of LibrePlanet every year. A big, big thank you to Spruce. At Spruce ID for sponsoring at the supporter level. If you haven't done this yet, you can check them out either in Libre Adventure or on the IRC channel, #LibrePlanet -Spruce. I believe CEL is the nickname of the person you can chat with about what they do there. I talked to him, and it seems like, you know, way to, you know, take ownership over your identity, which seems like a really great thing. So thank you to Vikings for providing a streaming server to help us run the conference successfully. Thanks you to Seabass for the LibrePlanet IRC bot. And thank you to the many volunteers who did room monitoring and all the other things, you know, all the behind the scenes efforts that it takes to, you know, really keep this conference moving and running smoothly. So there was a trivia quiz game led by Craig of licensing, and you might have missed it. I want to announce that we did have three winners. We received their, because they were in IRC, we know their nicknames. We only have one real name that we know as of yet. But first place is Gnumer. So you won the trivia quiz game today, so congratulations. Second place to Lovish, LOVISH. And then third place to just a capital J, capital L. And I think the third place, we were permitted, you know, we got a response with the full name. So that JL stands for Juan Luis Gonzalo. So congrats, all three of you. So I hope that this is something that sticks and others can participate in the future. What do we have for tomorrow? So we have a lot more talks. I think we have about, you know, 20. Everything from command line graphic design to the state of software patents in 2022 to brain hacking and more. We also have an keynote by 100 Rabbits. And their talk explores the dangers and shortcomings of relying on always online proprietary platforms. So be sure not to miss tomorrow's talks in all three of the rooms. And then just some quick reminders. As you are attending the conference, as you are well aware, this is an online conference, but we do really appreciate having, you know, photos throughout the conference. So there's two ways that you can do this. One is you can snap like a selfie of yourself, or, you know, ask somebody else to take a photo of you, or you can take screenshots throughout the conference. Both of those are really great, and you can share them directly with us via email, or you can share them via microblogging with the hashtag #LibrePlanet. And we always enjoy seeing, you know, how people are interacting, you know, through Libre Adventure, through our IRC, you know, just attending the conference. So please be sure to share those. And then we have some job openings. So if you want to work at the Free Software Foundation and you have the right skills, there is a program manager position open right now, as well as a booking contractor position open. So both those positions, you can go to the news page from fsf.org or the jobs page, and you can see details for the required qualifications and how to submit your application. So that's it for me today. I look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow at LibrePlanet 2022, Living Liberation. Thank you.